What's going on, Tan and J-Man Show Nation? It is Monday night, December 29th, 2025, the last episode of the Tan and J-Man Show for 2025. Hard to believe we're at the end of the year, but here we are. I'm Tanner Lee Coast. Josh, the J-Man, is back this week after taking a week off. J-Man, how we doing? How was your Christmas?
Doing all right. It was a good Christmas. Nice and relaxing, and can't really ask for anything else at this point at, you know, almost 34 years old, just to be able to spend some time with some family and fall asleep on the couch, take a nap every once in a while, which is not usually what I do, but I found myself falling asleep on the couch a couple times this past week, so it was kind of nice. But you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, good Christmas. Just wrapped up our third Christmas yesterday. So it was from, Christmas Eve on through the weekend, but always fun seeing family, friends, et cetera, eating a lot of good food, like you said, and just spending time together. And the holidays, it's kind of crazy. You prepare for it like months in advance and then it just goes by in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, it's always kind of sad when you're done opening gifts and you're like, man, we've been, buying stuff. Some people were buying stuff in October.
Sure.
And other people were buying stuff last minute like me. But, it's always it is. It's just, blink of an eye and it's over with. And you're like, okay, now what?
Yep. But, overall, all good. Can't complain. Ready for college hoops to pick up as far as games. It's been pretty boring slate here as of late. So
yeah, and of course after tomorrow there's no games again until Friday. So Slows down again, but I do have some birdie bogey for you before we get any further. It is an NFL related question. There's a good chance you saw it yesterday.
I don't know, you always give me way too much credit when it comes to these.
Fair. So. I feel like I saw it all over TV and then all over Twitter. But Sam Darnold became just the fifth quarterback ever to have consecutive seasons where he won 13 or more games. Can you name the other four quarterbacks to have done this?
You know what's sad? I saw it earlier today, and I don't remember the four. I'm not lying. I do not. I remember two, maybe three of them, and I can't think of the other guy.
Yeah. Good luck to you. Birdie or Bogey is brought to you by Giretti's Place for good food. I love Giretti's, going all the way back to when they really first opened. My mom would get me the 103 half right before I'd play a baseball game. It was the ham and Gouda panini with potato chips. It's always very, very good.
Yeah, it's and I'm not trying to be biased here or anything because they're sponsoring the show, but it is really my favorite place to get lunch in Rochester, Indiana. I'm there almost every Friday when I'm there for work. Can't go wrong with any sandwich they got, any soups, any combo. If you're a coffee fan, they got tons of coffees. They have, they came out with 3 days ago, their January peanut butter coffee specials. You got peanut brittle latte, marshmallow fluff latte, midnight kiss mocha, the Elvis Presley peanut butter penguin mocha, and a peanut butter bliss white mocha.
Are they still open for breakfast too?
Still open for breakfast. I should know this, but I don't. I don't know what days exactly. It might just be Friday and Saturday, but it might be every day. I should know that, and I don't.
Yeah.
But good place to stop. Like I said, they're open Monday through Saturday for lunch. So, all right. We got a lot to cover tonight. Mm-hmm. I mean, last episode of 2025, I thought we'd take a look back in the year that was sports-wise 2025, maybe reminisce about some of our favorite moments. Also look back on how bad we did in our 25 bold predictions for 2025, which actually you got 7 correct already. I have 5 correct, 2 that could make 7 here in the next few days. And then we also have college football quarterfinals for the playoffs coming up this week on Thursday and Friday, or no,
Wednesday
and Thursday. Yeah. Wednesday, Thursday, one game Wednesday, yeah, through Thursday. NFL Week 18, hard to believe we're already at the last week of the regular season. We'll be talking about who we think might get the axe come next Monday on the quote-unquote Black Monday of the NFL. So a lot to discuss. It's a Big Ten hoops, even though not a lot is really going on, even though Big Ten play starts for good the rest of the season this weekend. But what do you want to start off with, J-Man?
You want to talk some college hoops real quick just to get out of the way?
Sure. My team tips off in 24 minutes, and I'm not paying for Big Ten Plus, so I'm not going to watch it.
You refuse to pay for Big Ten
Plus. I'm not doing it.
It's their first game since when? Like the 20th?
Since the 20th. Yeah. Wow. Seems like
I guess you don't really have anything to recap.
I got nothing.
There wasn't really a whole
lot. They fell in the rankings. Duke passed them in the rankings, even though neither team played.
That's stupid. Identical to Illinois last week, they fell four spots in the rankings, even though they didn't play. And the team
spots.
Yeah, they went from, I think it was 16. They might have been. No. They were 18th to 20. But the teams that passed them were Texas Tech, who they beat, and Tennessee, who they beat. So that makes no sense to me. But anyway, Illinois blew the doors off Missouri.
Did they ever? Holy cow.
They won by 43 points. They beat Southern today by less than that point total. They beat them by 35. It's my least favorite game of the year, and they have handled them the past like four times.
I don't know why. It's really – I don't know. The pendulum has swung Illinois' way. So
yeah. For years, Illinois dominated the rivalry. And then in the early to mid 2000s, Missouri kind of dominated that thing. And then Underwood got there. And I think Missouri won the first three of four against Underwood. But since then, Illinois, for the most part, dominated. I mean, they're winning by, 43 points. And then 2 years ago, they won by 30 something. And the year before that, they won by, or I think they got beat the year before that, but the year before that, they won by 20 something. So it was a nice bounce back after losing a bad loss at home to Nebraska. But they're finally healthy, and I feel pretty good about where they're heading and their schedule to start Big Ten play is, I would say, as favorable as it gets. They go to Penn State Saturday, and then next week they play Rutgers at home. So that's as soft a landing as you can get. Now you got to go out there and beat them, but I anticipate them doing that.
Yeah, hopefully for your sake they can get up for a game at Penn State with no students, which is hard enough to get up for a game with students.
Yeah, I feel better about them playing on the road than I do in a studentless State Farm Center because I mean, past couple years we've seen them lose. I mean, they lost USC at home last year, bad USC team at home. With no students on campus, but this Rutgers team is special bad. So
yeah,
hopefully they'll be able to. And that I wasn't nervous they were going to lose today, but I was nervous about how they'd come out with that pesky game in between Christmas and New Year's, where it's always a bye game. After they hadn't had a bye game since before Thanksgiving. I mean, it's been Tennessee, UConn, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio State. So it's been a bunch of high majors, and to see them, they struggled within the first 5 or 7 minutes or something like that. And it wasn't struggled to the point where it was like, oh, man, this is close. I think Illinois got a 10-point lead early, but they kind of struggled with turnovers. But it was good to see them handle business with ease today. And then I'm so glad. I hate the bye games. Come, December, you're just sick of them. I wish they would have just, started Big Ten play today, honestly. And now it's hot and heavy.
Yeah, Purdue's got three home games while their students are gone.
That's rough.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me so much because Purdue fans are going to sell it out no matter what. But still, you'd rather get your road games out. They do go to the Kohl Center this Saturday night at 8 o'clock on Fox. That'll be tough. Better without students, but I know Wisconsin's underachieving, but still can be a tough place to play.
The thing about Mackey is you can – even when you're watching on TV, you can barely tell a difference. Students aren't there because their fans are so good. Where you go from students to no students at State Farm Center, you can tell a major difference because the old heads there don't like to make a lot of noise, and it frustrates the heck out of a lot of people. But Mackey is Mackey, regardless.
Yeah, and going back to your thing about Missouri and Illinois – do you think Missouri takes the game Is it more of their Super Bowl than it is Illinois, especially since they joined the SEC?
Yeah. For you, I mean, when Illinois was losing, like they lost, I think, three in a row or two out of three to them. It did feel like Missouri always took that game a lot more seriously than Illinois has. But luckily, the past 3 years, it felt like Illinois really gotten up for it more. And I'm sure Underwood's been on them because every single year it's frustrating for them. Because it's always the game right before Christmas where you're going to have, you know, 7 to 9 days off. And you got to stew in that. And they don't want to be stewing, you know, after losing a game. But this year, I mean, Illinois just handled him. I mean, it was back and forth for the first 10 minutes. And then Illinois just went on a huge run to end the half and then just destroyed him in the second half. And Missouri quit with about 15 minutes left in the game. It was pretty funny to watch. But this year they said it's usually when Missouri's good, it's close to 50-50 split crowd-wise. But they said this year it was like 80-20 Illinois. And Missouri came in, I think they're 9-2, but it was Cupcake City for them, Cupcake Central. They got killed by Kansas, obviously got killed by Illinois. And then I think they beat Notre Dame by one. And I know Missouri fans are calling for Dennis Gates' head, which is funny to me after having such a good year last year. They've already turned on him. I would say it's Missouri always seems like they always really get up for that game more so than other games.
One last question regarding that. Is there a certain Missouri player that you hate, like your least favorite Missouri player in the rivalry?
Mark Smith, for obvious reasons. Putting that aside, the guy that killed him was Phil Pressey. Do you remember him back in like 2010? He was their best player on their team that was a 2 seed and lost to Norfolk State.
Okay.
He was a short little point guard, like 5'10", but he was so good and he'd just kill him. They couldn't stop him, regardless of who they put on him. I couldn't stand him.
The Kareem Rush days was probably right before he started really getting into Illinois basketball.
I don't really remember those days. Or the Kim English days either. Yeah. I vaguely remember those. Yeah. I started starting to hate Missouri probably 2009-ish, 2010-ish for basketball. And the hatred has grown over the years. Like it's literally the game. Like my wife hates it. She made me watch in our basement, our unfinished basement on Smart. Monday.
Even though I should have warned her, you'll punch stuff down there.
Yeah.
During a Missouri game.
I don't punch things anymore, luckily, that I've gotten that out of my system. But I was able to be a little louder this year. But at the same time, I didn't really have many things to be loud about because the only loudness that comes out of my mouth is anger. I'm very quiet when they're playing well, which is weird. It's mainly just anger. So this year, luckily, I didn't have to proclaim too much during the game. But
well, let's jump right into my blind rankings tonight because I thought we could go over our bold predictions for 2025. And as I mentioned earlier, you have 7 already in the
game. That's
crazy. You'll have any that are pending. So I'm going to take 5 of your 7 you got correct.
All right.
I want you to rank them. How proud you are of yourself.
All right.
Because I think a few were bolder than the others. But starting with the LA Dodgers will repeat as World Series champions.
Like 5. Not proud of that one at all. I mean, it was kind of low-hanging fruit. It's so tough to win back-to-back in any sport. And, of course, baseball hadn't had one since 2000, but most talented team in baseball on paper and really throughout the year. That, even though I felt like they underachieved most of the year, even though they still won 95 or so games. I'm not overly proud of that one.
Sticking with baseball, the Mets will miss the playoffs.
I'm going to put that one at 2 just because of the way it happened. Because they had the best record in baseball through June, you know, and then they just collapsed. And now they lose Pete Alonso and they shift Jeff McNeil to Sacramento, which I knew that wouldn't work because he and Lindor have hated each other for 3 years now. Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers now. So that might have been their one shot with Soto to really do something, and they collapsed.
I changed this one today. I had it for some reason marked as in red, as in didn't get it right. And I got to thinking about it. I must have marked it in red before it happened, because it happened so late, right before college basketball started, that I had to change it to being right. You put one prominent college basketball coach would step down.
Yeah. Bruce Pearl. Was that the guy? Yes. That? Yep. Okay. I was literally seeing that. I'm like, okay, I saw that. I marked it in bold. Who the heck was it? Bruce Pearl. Three. I'm going to put that at three. That's just, I think we'll see more and more of that throughout college athletics, really. Either guys leaving to go to the NFL and college football, or big time college basketball guys, unless stuff changes, which maybe it just has to get so bad that it finally change happens.
Maybe. Yeah, it's getting ridiculous on the college basketball side with these two-way contract things.
Yeah. Yeah, guys that are playing NBA games are now getting interest. Maybe the NCAA is letting it happen because I don't know.
They wanted it to get chaotic.
Yep.
Yeah. Sticking with basketball, four Big Ten teams will make the Sweet 16. You were right on the dot with four.
I'll put that at four. Okay. How many Big Ten teams made it in the NCAA tournament this year?
I don't know how many made it, but you said there would be 10, and 10 didn't make it.
So. Okay. It must have been nine. Well, if it was eight, half of the teams, I'm trying to think.
Because Purdue, Michigan, Michigan State, Maryland were your four that made the Sweet 16.
Okay. And then who else made it? Illinois made it, and they missed.
Oregon made it, and they
Oregon
missed.
Made it, missed. Wisconsin made it, missed.
Ohio State didn't make it.
No, Indiana didn't make it. Rutgers didn't make it. Penn State didn't make it. Iowa didn't make it. Minnesota, Nebraska. UCLA.
Mm.
So there's eight. I'm going to put that at one. I'm going to switch and put it at one, because that's half the Big Ten teams that made the Sweet 16. That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is – didn't turn out as fun, because I was hoping you were going to wait and save what you thought was going to put one, yeah. And I wasn't. So your last one, the Bears will win the NFC North.
Ah, man. I wish I would have put that at one. Because I think
– good poll.
Well, I was part of that prediction that a team would go from last to first, or maybe that was the year before.
Yes. No. NFL team would go from worst to first. There's a couple that are going to do that in the division.
So. Yeah, Bears were one of them. So
Bears, Patriots.
Yeah, Carolina has a chance. Unless they didn't.
They
go.
Weren't last last
they
year.
They weren't last. Shoot.
Saints.
New Orleans was. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably should have put that at one, but I'll have to put that at four. And now, you know what? I'm okay with that ranking.
Would you re-rank?
What I have third, Bruce Pearl retiring,
yeah,
or a prominent basketball coach. Yeah. I think I'm good with where I have everything.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is the last blind ranking segment for 2025, which has been brought to you by all year long by Performer Print 2 Promo Group. If you're looking for a trustworthy, dependable resource for next trade show, company picnic, or a sales meeting in 2026, Performer Print 2 Promo Group is over 50 years combined experience in promotional products and commercial print. They strive for fast and efficient response to all your print needs, so you need to look no further. Let them be your one-source print and promotional company today by giving Barbara Van Weinsberg a call, 574-210-3815. So we already talked about six of your bold predictions that were correct. We didn't even mention your biggest one. Roy McIlroy will win the Masters.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it every single year, so it was bound to happen eventually. But he did, and I got the monkey off my back there, and now
He tried not to win it.
He did, yeah. I got to think of another golfer I want to curse here.
You said Bryson last year, but we'll see if you stick to that or not.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens. I had so much fun picking Rory as my bucket, but.
Your other all the rest of these are the ones you've got wrong. And like I said, you don't have any pending right now. I don't believe you do, at least. Neither one seed, Chiefs or Lions, will make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, wrong.
Chiefs made it. Lions didn't. The Bills will win their first Super Bowl.
I'm okay with that one being wrong.
I figured you would be. The Cubs will win the NL Central. Brewers are hot.
Yeah. They made the playoffs.
Illinois will make the college football playoff. Didn't happen. Shohei Ohtani will not win the MVP.
Yeah. Did.
KJ, I'm not trying to pronounce his name, will become Illinois' highest draft pick since 2005.
He went a pick after Will Riley, right. So I was slightly wrong. And he wouldn't have been anyway because Myers Leonard was taken earlier and he was anyway.
10 Big Ten teams will make the NCAA tournament. You're close.
Yeah.
We will have a first-time winner of the NCAA tournament. Florida won it multiple times before. Illinois will make their first Final Four since 2005.
I was feeling good about them at this point.
This one, you were halfway correct. You said Indiana would fire Mike Woodson, but you said they would hire Steve Alford.
Yeah.
You said the White Sox would break their own record for most losses in the season.
They were pesky in the second half. They weren't too bad.
This one, you're close, but it's not going to happen, win or lose this weekend. The Steelers will finish under 500 for first time since 2003.
I thought for sure.
This one, you were close, but the way you worded it, you were wrong. You said Aaron Rodgers decides to play this season, but is traded prior to the
start,
at least. You said at least four Big Ten schools would let go of their basketball coach. Three did. One stepped down. Turgeon stepped down.
Yeah. No, Willard.
Willard, not Turgeon. Yeah, Turgeon left a while back.
Turgeon stepped down a while ago.
Yeah.
Or he got fired.
Tua will play in all 17 games this season.
Well, I was looking all right there for a little
bit. Were. You were.
If you would have told me this time last year that he would have been benched by December, I would have called you crazy. So. Yep.
And I got a question to follow up for that later on. Tyreek Hill will be traded post June 1st.
Should have.
The Yankees will miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
They did what they usually do, make it. Yeah. And this is my favorite. The J-Man will win his fantasy football league.
Kind of a gun. I snuck into the playoffs. And then I snuck into the semifinal, and then I think the guy I was facing could have just started two players, and it was Matt Stafford and Puka Nacua, and he still would have beat me to go to the championship. And I'm getting destroyed in the third place game now. But
my team was so injured this year.
You also employ about eight Denver Broncos.
I so, did. I think I had five this year. It was pretty bad. I need to stop that. I say it every year, though. Yeah. Yeah. Here's my bold predictions for 2025. This first one was wrong. I said Purdue basketball would threepeat as Big Ten champions. I was feeling good.
It was looking pretty good, yeah.
And they hit a little skid. I did get this one right. I said Purdue would be the only team in Indiana to make the NCAA tournament. Mm. I might have to use that one again this year.
You might. Yeah, that it'd be a little more bold this year than it was last year.
Yeah. I did not get this one right. I said Zach Edey would win the NBA Rookie of the Year award. No. This one, not too bold, but yet I made it in January, and there was 5 months to go in the season. I said the Oklahoma City Thunder would win the NBA championship.
I don't think we've had, like, both of us have had the same bold prediction in the same.
I got all three of these wrong. I said the PGA Tour and LIV would come to a full agreement slash partnership. Keeps becoming further and further apart. I said Aaron Rodgers had taken his last snap and would retire. He didn't. And I said Tyreek Hill would be traded before the start of the season.
So that was similar to yours. Yeah, about the same.
Probably. It wasn't. I got this one right. I said the Tennessee Titans would select quarterback Cam Ward, number one overall. This one I think I'm going to get right, but we don't know yet. Travis Kelce will retire after the 2025 season. I think I'm going to get that one right. I'm glad I got this one right. I said the Denver Broncos would win the AFC West.
Yeah.
These, I have about four rolling in a row here. I said the Big Ten would have one team make the Final Four. Nope. I said Victor Hovland would win the Masters. Nope. I said 25 would be Deion Sanders' last season at Colorado.
Maybe. Nope.
And I said Alabama would fire Kalen DeBoer after the 2025 season. I think he's safe now, no matter what.
Yeah, I do too.
I said someone from the Big Ten will win the 2025 college football playoff. Could still happen. I'm fine if it's two out of three teams.
Yeah, I think you have a pretty good shot at that one.
I don't know. I was off on this one. I said Russell Wilson would be a Raider in 2025. I said Rory McIlroy would win a major in 2025, just not the Masters. I said the Athletics would make the postseason. Way off on that one.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
I said Mike Trout would stay healthy in 2025. Nope.
That's super bold at this point, yeah.
I said Scott McLaughlin would win the Indy 500. He did not. I think he might have even got lapped. I said the Joker would win his fourth MVP in the last 5 years. He did not.
He probably should have. He could have, anyway.
Gosh, he was good the other night.
Oh, man, was he ever. That was ridiculous. I actually watched the second half of that game.
Ridiculous.
I think it was the most minutes of NBA I've watched this year. And then he shows up to his press conference. He got a haircut in between game and press conference. It's hilarious.
And he was wearing a Taco Bell jacket. He is awesome.
That Taco Bell post was hilarious.
Yeah.
This week. But what was it? The quesarita? Is that what it was?
Yeah, the quesarita, because they just brought it back. Yeah. Jeremiah Smith, I said he'd win the Heisman. Didn't.
Almost too many weapons on that Ohio State team that he's not going to put up major numbers.
I was off on this one by a billion points. I said Purdue football would regain the old Oaken bucket. You know, I might have to say Purdue football will win a Big Ten football game next year, since they've went over the last 2 years. I did get this one right. I said players from the PGA Tour would win all four majors. J.J. Spahn won one. Rory McIlroy won. Scottie Scheffler two. And I said the NBA would announce the return of the Seattle Supersonics. Did not happen, but as I'm wearing my hat that I got for Christmas, I'm feeling good about 2026.
Yeah.
About fifth time's a charm now, I think. So,
you know, if you do end up getting seven, we both have seven. Seven out of 25 is not that bad. Not
better
that
than a fifth.
It's over. Yeah.
Almost a fourth.
Almost a fourth. Yeah. It'd be about a 231-ish batting average is how I calculate in my brain.
But there we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Cool. Do you want to talk NFL a little bit here?
Sure.
Black Monday's next week.
Yes.
And so I have 10 coaches here that, in my opinion, are on the fence or at least could have questions about their job security. And I want you to give a percentage of likelihood that they will be back. Just off the top of your head, a percentage of
percentage.
They'll be back.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Starting with a potential one and done, Aaron Glenn with the New York Jets.
I'm honestly going to go 40%. He's back.
I agree.
Shouldn't be. Jets are weird. Jets don't have a lot of talent. So maybe he gets a second year no matter what type thing. They got a lot of draft picks. Got a couple first rounders. I think he's gone, but I'm putting up 40% because it's the Jets.
Yeah, I think 40 is a good number because, again, it's his first year. And, I mean, Justin Fields didn't work out and he got hurt. They've been starting, what's his name, Brady Cook or whatever his name is, the past couple weeks at quarterback. So Garrett Wilson hasn't caught a pass since October 12th, and he's still leading them in receiving.
That's pathetic.
They did have their first 1,000-yard rusher since Chris Ivory in 2015, Breece Hall.
Wow.
I think it's Breece Hall.
He's a free agent in the offseason.
I think 40% is good. Is a good percentage there. Mike McDaniel, Miami.
I think it's like 80% he's back. I don't know. They've shown flashes, J-Man, but I feel like they're running. A new GM will help, I think. But and maybe the new – I don't know. I feel like new GM needs to pick his own guy. But I don't know. I feel like running it back for one more year, why?
Yeah. I would say 70 or 80% he's back as well. If they would have lost yesterday and then lose to New England, I would say maybe 50-50.
Yeah.
I think the most likely scenario is they take their interim tag off of Champ, whatever his name is, Champ Kelly or whoever the interim GM is.
Is that the interim GM? Okay.
Yeah, and the issue with McDaniel is you keep him, they start out 0-4, and you fire him in week 5.
Yeah,
You've seen that happen countless amount of times. But again, they've shown flashes, and they played better towards the end of the year. Hopefully having a new voice in there as your GM, and if it is Champ or whatever his name is, will help, because they were literally piecing the team together still in August, because Chris Greer just didn't do good enough job in the actual offseason. So hopefully if you have a set team there entering training camp, things will start out a little better. But I'd say 80% is pretty good on there. Zach Taylor, Cincinnati.
I was thinking about this one today. Earlier this year, I thought he was gone. Burrow comes back. I think he gets one more year just because of some injuries that team's had. I'll go 30% that he's gone.
All right.
I think he's pretty safe. Get one more.
Yeah. I think 70% stay is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good number. Especially with that Bengals ownership, they don't like to fire and spend money on a coach that's under contract.
Yeah. I'm doing percentages that I think they'll stay. Aren't I?
Yeah.
That's 70, not 30. You. Yeah.
And Burrow's looked really good the past 2 weeks after everyone thought maybe he's going to retire.
He's good.
Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, this is a tough one. Doesn't have a lot to work with. The Browns do love him. Their ownership, I've heard, loves him. But, like, I'm copping out. I'm going 50. I think it's 50-50. I think it's right down the middle.
Yeah. Browns just
a lot of other franchises he's gone, but it's the Browns.
Yeah. I'm gonna go a little higher. I'm gonna go 60-40, he's gone.
Okay.
I just think they haven't had much around. They haven't helped him out at all with talent.
What do they do with quarterback? Do they roll with Shadir?
Next year's class is supposedly much better. And with them winning yesterday, it really takes them out of a really good spot to take a quarterback. So I think there's a very clear top two in the draft, and I think the Giants will, not Giants. I think the Raiders will take one. I think the Jets will take one. So, and they're both picking ahead of the Browns. So, it's the Browns. They're stupid. This is a one that 6 weeks ago it would be shocking to even have on this list, and it's Shane Steichen.
I think chance he's back, I think it's 90%.
I agree.
I think he gets a pass because of the injuries. Now, I think his seat and Ballard's seat should be hot.
I think Chris Ballard should go regardless.
He should have been gone 5 years ago.
He should have.
Not five, but probably about three.
A while ago.
But I think they're both back. I don't think the Colts will be very good next year. I think they re-sign Daniel Jones probably. I don't know. They're in a tough spot. They're in a very tough spot.
Pete Carroll.
Chance he's back, I'm going 20%.
Yeah, I was thinking.
The Raiders are dumb, though.
Yeah, 0 to 10% he's back. It's been a disaster.
Mark Davis is dumb.
Yeah.
He's dumber than his dad. But it's been awful.
Yeah.
How they handled Max Crosby this last week was awful.
Real bad.
I think they might have to get rid of Max Crosby. I think the Raiders are 2 to 3 years away from being competitive again. I think it's going to be a total teardown rebuild. So I think he should have stayed retired. He's the oldest guy to ever coach and be a head coach in an NFL game. I think it's just get rid of it. Say it was bad hire and get rid of him.
Yeah, I agree. Watch out for Gruden again. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, great. Third time's the charm.
Raheem Morris.
Ooh, I think 40% chance he's back. That I know Penix got hurt, but that is a talented roster.
It is.
And they just
– they weren't very good.
Bad.
Yeah, they weren't very good with Penix either.
No.
And now an interesting wrinkle is it looks like Matt Ryan's going to take a pretty big role in that front office.
Interesting.
Just announced yesterday. So it'll be interesting to see what he thinks of Raheem Morris.
I mean, when's the last time the Falcons have done anything exciting?
I mean, 28-3 was the last time I can remember them even being good.
And
really.
I mean, I don't like the guy for things he did off the field, but they haven't been exciting since Michael Vick. I mean, Matt Ryan he was a very good player. Don't get me wrong, but
he's boring. Like,
they don't have exciting coaching hires ever. Don't have needle mover draft picks, even though Bijan Robinson's a stud. I can never name it too many guys in their defense. Like, I don't know. It just, they're a very odd franchise.
Yeah. Jonathan Gannon, Arizona.
Chance he's back 10%.
Yeah, he's gone for sure.
They've quit. They're not very talented. I think he'd be better to go back to be a coordinator, to have some success, maybe get another shot with somebody else down the road.
Yeah, they're 0-8 since they benched Kyler Murray in favor of Jacoby Brissett. So now I have two guys here that are interesting in the fact that they've had a good amount of success. One of those guys is Todd Bowles.
Yeah, I was thinking about him today. They've slid quite a bit.
Yeah.
To where if Atlanta wins, let me bring this up. Sean Shriver actually just sent it to us. Yeah,
if Atlanta wins the next two and Tampa Bay wins,
there's only one game left.
Atlanta plays tonight, right?
Yep. I already forgotten that they're going to lose the Rams.
Yeah. If they beat the Rams tonight and then the Saints on Sunday.
Yes.
And Tampa Bay beats Carolina. It's a three-way tie, but Carolina wins the tiebreaker. So there is a slim chance Carolina can still win the division even if they lose, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think Bowles is 70% safe, but I think his hot seat's hot next year if they miss playoffs.
Yeah, they have not played well. I think they've lost six of their last seven or seven of their last
Baker
eight.
Baker hasn't played well.
He was real bad yesterday. They should have really won that game. But Baker threw one really bad interception on a first and 10 at the Dolphins 28. He tried to go to the end zone, threw it right to the safety. I have no idea what he's doing. I'm going to go closer to 50-50. It's sure. A what have you done for me now? Now, if Tampa Bay wins on Saturday, I think he's probably safe. If they lose, though, it could be more of a coin flip.
How about Gruden to Tampa?
He lives there. That'd be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last guy here, Mike Tomlin.
I honestly thought you were going to go John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin. I didn't think about Bowles.
I think Harbaugh's safe.
I think he is too, even though I think he's frustrated some Baltimore fans this year. And maybe his seat's a little hot if they miss playoffs this year, even though Lamar's been hurt. Tomlin's a great coach, been a good fit for the Steelers. I know. Good friend of the show that just sent us that question, Sean Shriver, as a Pittsburgh fan. He didn't want him to go anywhere because he doesn't think they could hire anybody better. But I sometimes think a split can be good for both sides. I could see them maybe, if they get rid of him, trading him.
Yeah, for sure.
But in the end, I think he's safe, but I'm putting it at 65%.
Yeah. If they win Saturday or Sunday night. I think he's safe. But if they lose, I think that does bring some questions up. He's this generation's Jeff Fisher, in my opinion. Much more success than Jeff Fisher in the fact that he does go over 500 every year. But seems like he's still living off that World Series, that Super Bowl championship in 2009. And they haven't won a playoff game in how long now?
A little while.
It's been a while. And they're competitive, but they're no longer going, 13-4, 12-5. It's now, their good years are 9-8, maybe 10-7.
Yeah.
Yesterday was pathetic, though. It looked like they were more concerned about Myles Garrett breaking the all-time single-season sack record than they did actually winning a game.
I blame yesterday on DK Metcalf. You're a pro athlete. I don't know what that idiot in Detroit was saying. Exactly. But even if they're saying awful things, you got to be bigger man and not go do that. You hurt your team. You're supposed to be the superstar receiver. They had trash out there to throw the ball to yesterday. They may have missed the playoffs. It's mainly, in my opinion, on him.
Yeah. Now
I hope Tomlin handle that because he let Antonio Brown and his stupid antics stick around forever. Will he do the same with GK?
Yeah, they shipped George Pickens off because they were sick of his antics. They shipped Chase Claypool off because they were sick of his antics sort of stuff. That's an interesting one. I think Tomlin's probably safe, but lost this week. Could be interesting for him.
Is there anybody else we're forgetting, like somebody who's got to make the play? Oh, McDermott if they lose.
Definitely could happen.
Like one and done in the playoffs.
If they're one and done in the playoffs, I could see a split. I think that'd be stupid to do that because I think he's a very good head football coach. But I could definitely see it. They have a new stadium coming. They might just want a new new regime total.
Yeah.
So let's
stick with the NFL talk. Three winners, three losers for Week 17. You start us off there, J-Man.
My first winner, Houston Texans, man. They are one of the hottest teams in the NFL, and that defense is nasty. And C.J. Stroud's playing some pretty good football, too.
Yeah, even though I thought he was trying to lose them the game the other day with a few errant throws. Yeah. But, yeah, they'll be a tough out. They'll be a tough out in the playoffs for sure. San Francisco 49ers.
Definitely.
What a win last night. One of the better NFL games I've seen in a long time. Reminded me of the 54-51 Rams over Chiefs game in 2018. I don't remember if that was Sunday or Monday night game. Might have been a Monday night game.
Wasn't that in, like, Mexico City or something like that? Or was it in L.A.?
I thought it was in L.A. I could be wrong, though. I remember watching it in 2018. It was a heck of a game. And last night, it felt like whoever had the ball last was going to win. Wasn't the case. Yeah, even though the Bears got real close. Both teams are playing very good football right now. And it'll be interesting to see if San Francisco can have the Super Bowl run through San Francisco on the way to it being in San Francisco.
Yeah. I saw a Bears fan tweet last night. He goes, the Bears are in a shootout, and they finally brought a gun. Which I thought was a pretty interesting way to look at it.
I think Caleb Williams is on a trajectory to be the Bears' best quarterback in history, but I don't think we can crown him yet.
No, it's been one good year, and even he's still been kind of inconsistent with his accuracy and all that, but he's starting to play some really good football.
Yep.
New England Patriots, they just killed the Jets. If they lose by 21 or more this week, it'll be five straight games losing by 21 or more points. Pathetic.
I'm going with Baltimore Ravens, 41-24 win at Lambeau. I know Malik Willis played, but Malik Willis, I thought, actually played pretty good. They finally gave Derrick Henry the ball after not giving him the ball enough in the kind of collapse the week before against the Patriots, and he went nuts. So, good win for the Ravens to stay in it.
Eagles, they won in Buffalo. It was a good win. They need to figure out that offense. I don't think Jalen Hurts is a very good quarterback. He completed zero passes in the second half. But they still won in Buffalo, and they're probably – I don't know if they're the team to beat in the NFC, but they're up there.
I'm going to go with Seattle Seahawks, 27-10 win on the road. They're number one seed right now in the NFC, and nobody's talking about
it. No one's talking about them. Yeah, no one. Three losers. Why don't you start?
There should be an obvious one, but why am I not seeing anything obvious? Oh, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Even without DK, which I blame him, you got to beat the Browns. If you're trying to win the division, you got to find a way. And they looked pathetic.
Yeah. NFC South, no one wants to win the division. Honestly, the Saints are playing the best team in that division, and Tyler Shook's looking fantastic. Shook, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they might have found their guy. At least he's done good enough to run it back. At least and give him another year.
Definitely. So. After watching him at Louisville, I was never impressed. Even at the combine, I wasn't impressed either. Yeah. But he's looked pretty good.
A tough loss for this team. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills. They just did not look good in that second half in particular. And there's still going to be a scary out, but like maybe I shouldn't fear him as much as I have been.
Yeah. Yeah. Allen's been kind of inconsistent.
And I know quarterbacks miss throws, but man, he got to make that throw on that 2-point conversion. He was open.
It's a rare time I'm putting a team that won as a loser, but the New York Giants looked terrible all year. And then they, in a very big tank game to get that number one overall pick, they lose or they win big against the very bad Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders stink. I'm putting Tampa Bay as a loser. I know Miami's got talent and you're on the road, but you're right in the playoff hunt. Miami did not look good the week before against Cincinnati, and then you just lay an egg, and now you there's a chance you could win and not get in the playoffs. I mean, that's a pretty bad spot to put yourself in.
Yeah. Quinn Ewers looked pretty good.
What's your thoughts on him? What do the Dolphins do with him and quarterback situation going forward?
I think Tua's gone. He has to be, right? I think they literally have to pull a page out of the Denver Broncos playbook with the Russell Wilson.
Just eat it.
Yep. Ewers, I will say, of all the backup quarterbacks I've seen play under Mike McDaniel, he's by far been the best, which it's a low bar to try to clear Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle. And I mean, they brought in Teddy Bridgewater to be the backup, and he was hurt all the time somehow, barely playing snaps. He's looked good enough where you feel okay with him being QB2 heading into next year. So I think unless you draft a guy, I think you probably roll with him. And if you strike gold, great. If not, you take a guy real early in the 2027 draft. So we'll see what happens.
If I'm someone like Tua or even Kyler Murray, I'm trying to make my way to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Because Kevin O'Connell is a quarterback whisperer. Maybe not with J.J. McCarthy yet, but like, look what he did with Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And the guy's a good football coach. He's 8-8 right now with this Viking team. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy. Yeah. They've kind of turned it around the past few weeks after getting eliminated.
And J.J.'s played better lately. But.
My final loser is the Detroit Lions.
A good one.
Ben Johnson was very clearly the key to that cog here the past couple years. And that window closed real quick. For them,
I think he has one more year, but
to be competitive, I agree. But Danny Campbell calling plays has not been good. Their defense stinks. And Aaron Glenn hasn't done good in New York, so
that's true.
But Ben Johnson looked pretty dang good. Yep.
Well, week 18 games, no Thursday games, no Monday games, all Sunday with a ton in the late window and a Sunday night game.
The first game I have here, I made these picks before the times were announced, so I'll probably be jumping all over the place here. starting with the New Orleans Saints at the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I closed my picks, so I'm bringing them back up here. New Orleans Saints at Atlanta Falcons. I know I picked the Saints, and I picked them for 5.
I'm picking the Saints for 1. I like the way they're playing right now. Yep. New York Jets at the Buffalo Bills.
Bills for 14. Watch Josh Allen only play a series and then set because they're just like the Chargers, who are not going to play their starters, they announced, or at least their starting quarterback. I assume some other starters. I don't know how much a 6 seed gets you over a 7. I guess realistically, a 6 seed could host if everything falls in line in the AFC Championship, where a 7 can't. But
it's, who would the 6 play? Would they currently play Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Or New England. I think I'd rather play in Jacksonville than in New England.
I agree.
So maybe.
And you don't think the Chargers want some payback few years ago for that Jacksonville game?
That's fair. Yeah. I got the Bills for 16. Detroit Lions at the Chicago Bears.
I got the Bears for 6. I think they win, but I think it's a tough game. The Bears probably have revenge on their mind after getting walloped there early in the season.
Definitely. I also have the Bears for 6. Cleveland Browns at the Cincinnati Bengals.
I got the Cincinnati Bengals for 10.
I have the Bengals for 13. LA Chargers at the Denver Broncos.
Well, I had the Broncos for like 4 until I saw the rest of their starters. Now I have them for 13.
Yeah, I didn't change my pick after the Herbert news, and I had the Broncos for 5 regardless, and that was with Herbert. So
watch Trey Lance somehow give them some problems and not make it easy. It's never easy. So
yeah. Kansas City Chiefs at the Vegas Raiders.
Chiefs for 1. I have no idea. Just because their defense is better than the Raiders.
I have a Chiefs for 2. Yeah, for that.
They don't care right now.
Yeah. Arizona Cardinals at the LA Rams.
I have the Rams for 16.
I have the Rams for 15. Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings.
I got the Packers for 9, and I don't like that.
I have the Vikings for 3. I don't like the way Green Bay has been playing here recently. Yeah. Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots.
I got the Pats for 8.
I have the Patriots for 10. Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants.
I got the Cowboys for 7.
I have the Cowboys for 9. Washington Commanders at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles for 15. This Commander team stinks.
Yeah, I have the Eagles for 12. Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sunday night game. Well, now that we know, but you didn't at the. I got the Ravens for 2.
I have the Steelers for 4. I want to pick Baltimore so bad, though, but Pittsburgh for 4. Seattle, I almost said Supersonics. Seattle Seahawks at the San Francisco 49ers.
Niners for 3.
I have the Niners for 7. Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I got the Bucs for 4.
Yeah.
I don't know why. They're playing so bad.
Bryce Young had 54 passing yards yesterday. Maybe that has something to do with it. Against a very good Seattle defense. But, yeah, give me Tampa Bay for 8. Tennessee Titans at the Jacksonville Jags.
Jaguars for 11.
I have Jags for 14. And to wrap up our picks for the 2025 NFL season, Indianapolis Colts at the Houston Texans.
I have the Texans for 12.
I have the Texans for 11. Who's starting at quarterback for the Colts that game? It's got to be Leonard, right?
It's got to be. Rivers said he's going back on the sidelines of the offseason because they asked him, like, hey, you got to do a George Foreman now? And he's like, no. Yeah.
How bad is Riley Leonard that they thought to call a 270-pound, five-year retired Phillip Rivers?
You drafted the guy. I know you drafted him late in the round, but don't you want to see what you got? You know who's really punching themselves. Well, hopefully not. He'll re-injure himself. Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. This was his chance.
Definitely. But
yeah, it's the Colts are they're just amazing sometimes as an organization. Some things that happen.
I'm very glad it's flipped back because for years they were just a miserable organization to be a fan of an opposing team.
Go against. Yeah.
To go against. There you go. Because especially living in Indiana. And it was awful, but now it's,
I mean, it's 5 years in a row, they haven't made the playoffs. Yeah. It'll be 7 years in a row. They haven't won a playoff game. They haven't won the division in a decade.
I used to hate the Colts more than any franchise or sports team, college, pro, anything. And now I don't even think about them.
Yeah.
It's been very nice.
How's your Bear hatred?
It's increasing. but I wouldn't say it's to not a there point yet, right? Where I hate, like, some guy at work today put up a Bears flag. I'm like, ugh, don't start that crap.
They're honestly just excited to be in the playoffs. I asked a big Bears fan this past week, like, you care who you play in the playoffs? Nope, everything's gravy from here on out. Like,
that's
fair. I get that, but like, if you get a home game in the playoffs, you want to win at least that.
So. Yeah, you don't know how many times you're going to be able to go back to playoffs. I mean, look at Washington for one. They went to a
even though we sniffed that out.
Yeah,
we sniffed that out. Yeah.
I think this Bears team's legit for a few years going forward.
Ask Cowboy fans how the '90s were.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. But I know we got college football quarterfinals to predict. But before we do that, looking back at the year, well, we also need to on this day. Crud, I forgot about that. But before we do that, I guess, looking back at the year 2025 in sports, what comes to mind in your sports fandom? What were some moments you really enjoyed?
As far as me personally, Cubs making the playoffs for the first time in a real season since 2018. Sure. And winning a playoff series for the first time since 2017. Ian Happ's homer off of Freddie Peralta, three-run homer in the first inning in game 4 of the NLDS was probably my favorite total moment of the year. Dolphins stunk. Illinois basketball going in and getting up 30-something in the first half at Assembly Hall was pretty great. And then beating Purdue for the first time in 5 years, 4 years, whenever it was. So, but that's about it.
That was a good game.
That was a very good game. Yeah, I was literally thinking about that today.
Wasn't a very good sports year for me in my fandom. Purdue football started off 2-0, then didn't win another game. Purdue basketball, they did make the Sweet 16, and we're real close to knocking off Houston, but got their hearts broken, and they didn't have really any – huge. I'd say my favorite Purdue basketball win might have been at Oregon. It was a really good one at the time. They've had some this year. I've enjoyed at Alabama this year. Technically 2025. Broncos, my favorite win's been Kansas City at home. I know they had it was fun to beat the Cowboys by a lot at home. It was fun to beat the Packers, but Kansas City at home when they were at full force before they had all those injuries, where that was fun. I'm not like Roy's not my favorite golfer, but it was pretty cool to see him win the Masters this year and get that done. And I think Roy winning the Masters was probably top five sports story, maybe top three sports story of the year. So
I think game of the year was game 7 of the World Series. That was unbelievable.
There
were a couple game 7s.
It's sad today. I'm like, who did the Dodgers beat? And I'm like, oh, yeah, Blue Jays in the classic.
Yeah.
NBA Finals, like you said, Pacers got to game 7, and then now they are just awful.
It was the year of the Achilles tear in the NBA.
Yeah. 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 So, all right. I got on this day real quick. The last one for 2025. On this day, 1955, NHL officials wore new vertically striped black and white sweaters for the first time.
Interesting.
Don't know what they wore before that.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. A little cold out there on the ice.
Hear from a grooming.
On this day in 1963, the NFL championship game was played at Wrigley Field. The Chicago Bears beat the New York Giants 14-10. It was the Giants' third consecutive championship defeat. It was played in temperatures under 10 degrees, negative 12 Celsius.
Man, that'd be brutal.
On this day, 1965, CBS purchased NFL TV rights for 1966 through 68 at $18.8 million a year.
I think that was a pretty good investment for them.
I think so. I think so. On this day, 1982, college football legend Paul Bear Bryant ended his career with the University of Alabama at 323 wins. Let's fast forward here and try to find some in the 90s. Okay, there's like nothing in the 90s. That's cool. On this day, 2007, Tom Brady set a then NFL record throwing his 50th touchdown pass, and the New England Patriots became the first team in NFL history to finish the regular season 16-0.
Yeah, that will be, I think, the greatest team in professional sports history to never win a title.
It's pretty safe.
The Golden State Warriors in 2016 have a case, though, 73-9.
And on this day in 2020, the Milwaukee Bucks broke an NBA record for most three-pointers made by a team in a single game with 29 in a dominant 144-97 victory over the Heat in Miami.
Dang.
And the On This Day segment has been brought to you by all year long in 2025 by Mooney Wood and Laser Crafts. Mooney Wood and Laser Crafts is a veteran-owned and operated woodcraft shop based out of Texas with Indiana grassroots. They provide 100% hand-cut custom designs to fit your needs, and their pieces are a great addition to any home, office, or man cave. You can see some of their recently completed projects by visiting them at Mooney Wood and Laser Crafts on Instagram and on Facebook, and www.mooneywoodandlasercrafts.com. And if you let them know the Tanner J Man Show sent you, you get 15% off your first order. So take advantage of that in 2026. College football playoffs quarterfinals start Wednesday night, New Year's Eve, with Ohio State taking on your Miami, Florida Hurricanes.
Where's that game at?
It is at, I should know this, the Cotton Bowl. So Dallas.
I was going to say, it can't be the Orange Bowl, right?
Ohio State's 9.5-point favorite.
This will be the J-Man's bucket prediction of the week. I think all three Big Ten teams advance to the semifinal.
It won't end. My nightmare won't end.
Yeah, I think Ohio State handles Miami by 25 to 28 plus points. Alabama might have found something, though, coming back against Oklahoma. So I think that'll be the best game. And then I think Oregon handles Texas Tech pretty easily. But J-Man's Book It Prediction Week brought to you by Travis Watchering Insurance Agency for Life Home Auto. Business, renters, workers' comp, and farm insurance. Contact Travis 219-869-4561. Book it.
I am also going with the Ohio State, and I think they cover. I think they win by about 17.
Yeah.
Thursday, New Year's Day, Orange Bowl, 5-seed Oregon, 2.5-point favorites against 4-seed Texas Tech.
Yeah, give me Oregon, as I said.
I think Oregon wins at a close one. I think this is a really good game. I think it's going to be a really good game. Nothing would surprise me there. The Rose Bowl, never thought I'd say any of this in my life. Number 1-seed Indiana playing number 9-seed Alabama in the Rose Bowl, 4 o'clock. Indiana is a 7.5-point favorite. Like I said, never thought I'd say any of that in my lifetime, but here we go.
Indiana's better than Alabama. That's another weird one to say. Give me Indiana. I don't think they covered, though. I think they went on a last-second field goal.
I can't do it. Give me Alabama in a close one. I can't do it. I keep doubting them. They're probably going to win national title, but I can't do it. I don't know. Sugar Bowl, 3-seeded Georgia, only 6.5-point favorite over 6-seed Ole Miss.
Give me Georgia. Ole Miss had one of their defensive backs arrested this week, and so that was stupid of him. But give me Georgia. I think Georgia might be the most complete team left.
I got Georgia as well. So you have Ohio State versus Georgia. I have Ohio State versus Georgia. You have Oregon versus Indiana. I got Oregon against Alabama. Week. All right. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. So hit me with that birdie or bogey one more time for the last time in 2025.
Sam Darnold became the fifth quarterback in NFL history with consecutive 13-win seasons. Can you name those other four guys?
I think I got this because I think I remembered the fourth guy during the show. So you got Tom Brady.
Yes, sir.
Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And Brett Favre.
You got it. You ended your 2025 on a
Favre was the one I was struggling to remember.
Yeah. Attaboy.
Where did I end the season at?
Plus 16.
Where were you at?
Plus 10.
Oh, what a murder. Six strokes.
Goodness. Still pretty bad.
Oh, my goodness. can we keep it at five over under that in 2026? Probably not.
We're starting over, though. Clean slate next week. So thanks for watching the Tannen J-Man Show. Have a fantastic and safe new year, everybody. And we'll be back at her next Monday with another episode. Have a fantastic week, everybody.